Fairlife ransomware attack exposes food sector's cyber vulnerability. A ransomware attack halted all U.S. dairy production at Fairlife this week, a Coca-Cola subsidiary producing ultra-filtered milk, protein shakes, and other nationally distributed dairy products. The attack is consistent with a deliberate shift by ransomware operators from targeting information systems, where the consequence is data loss, toward operational technology systems that control manufacturing equipment, where the consequence is lost production capacity. The food and agriculture sector, while designated critical infrastructure by the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, has historically underinvested in cybersecurity relative to financial services or energy. Dennis Obresco, who pleaded not guilty to hacking charges in Boston, previously held a senior role at Kaspersky Lab from 2017 to 2019. His background illustrates the porous boundary between Russian state-sponsored cyber operations and nominally private Russian technology companies, a concern that led the U.S. government to ban Kaspersky products from federal networks in 2017 and expand that prohibition to consumer markets in 2024. A separate data practices revelation emerged from the AI music sector. A late 2025 hack exposed source code indicating that Suno, the AI music generator, had pulled millions of songs from YouTube, Deezer, and lyric sites to train its models without authorization. The company has not confirmed the leaked code's authenticity, but the specificity of the reporting makes wholesale fabrication unlikely. The disclosure provides the music industry's ongoing lawsuits against AI training practices with the kind of specific technical evidence that general allegations have previously lacked.